Restore of the Heartland, 776-9668. Online at restoreoftheheartland.com.
And we now have with us Dr. Brett Gilsdorf, and he is Dentistry by Design owner. Going to have some fun here today. He's all decked out. We need to get a picture of him for our Facebook page. He's wonderful. He's got little pumpkins all over his outfit with tie and coat, and just quick description for our listeners there. But we're going to talk about Halloween candy safety, and I'm sure you have some excellent suggestions. And it looks like you have a lot of fun with this season. Now, I would think as a dentist that you'd kind of, you know, shiver at the thought, but you have a good time with Halloween then.
Well, we try to. Our team members and patients eat candy, of course, and so we've been doing the Halloween candy buyback for about 4 years now, and we just encourage everybody to, you know, obviously do your normal oral hygiene after you eat your candy and before, but to help out with some of that, we are offering $1 per pound to kids that bring in their candy at our office for the next few days, up through Friday, 8 to 5, well, Dentistry by Design.
Well, and that's a wonderful way to with leftover candy, because they get so much, and obviously it's tempting. Every kid loves candy. Well, a lot of adults like candy too, let's face it. But suggestions, I mean, you've got to face facts. People are going to eat candy this time of year.
Well, it's just a good time to brush and floss like normal. I know those are cliche recommendations, but good time to remember that. And for families that aren't using them, over-the-counter fluoride rinses are great to help kids prevent cavities and combat all that extra sugar load this time of year.
Now, there are types of candies that we should look out for a little more. Maybe.
As far as causing cavities, mm-hmm. They say the sticky ones that are going to stick to the teeth and kind of hang out for a long time or worse. I don't know if there's much truth to that. It seems like liquid sugar, you know, Coca-Cola, the sodas are usually the worst.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
Gets to places that, you know, you can't really keep clean too easily.
Now, suggestions, is there a good type of candy? I mean, say that, you know, I'm trying to be conscious and I'm giving out treats. Is there any that you would recommend?
I don't know that I can say that. apples.
There you go.
Popcorn balls, maybe, but I don't think anyone makes candy to hand out anymore.
And popcorn balls, I know popcorn can get stuck between the teeth, too.
It can,
but,
yeah.
Right. Well, and, you know, I've heard a lot of different theories. Are you better off if they are going to eat it just at one sitting? It might make them sick, but just get it done and then go take care of the teeth?
Or that's probably true. I don't know if you want to get them sick, but the frequency of sugar load is a factor as well. That's in everybody's life. Healthy eating promoted to eat more frequently does increase acidity loads to our teeth. We do notice more of that in dentistry nowadays, more erosion, more damage from acids. Maybe the profession is just looking at it as a whole better, but certainly something we're tuned into. So that is true, you know, if you want to decrease that frequency, but I don't know that I would encourage to eat a whole bunch at once. I just use common sense. I don't know that. I mean, most families trick-or-treat, most kids get a lot of candy this time of year. We've all been doing it since forever, so we'd
again,
be okay.
537-1350, if you have any questions for Dr. Gilsdorf. We only have him to quarter till because I know he's got some appointments back at 10. But, you know, we often have this misconception, too, with children, with baby teeth. Oh, it doesn't matter anyway. They're just going to fall out. There's really some reason that we need to take care of those, too.
That is true. I hear that a lot of times, and you know, they're there for a reason, and obviously the infections and things that can occur from cavities is big picture something we want to try to avoid. But keeping the teeth during development helps with jaw development, speech development, all those sorts of things that sometimes I think we take for granted. Now, a lot of that can be corrected with modern-day orthodontics. It's amazing what the orthodontist can do nowadays, but still natural teeth in the mouth, stimulating jaw growth, holding space for adult teeth to come in. It is very important. And ultimately, trying to avoid those things, avoid cavities or, you know, painful experiences for children is very, very important. Make a positive experience so children develop a positive relationship, positive mindset about their teeth, about going to the dentist. So it makes it easier as they get older. You know, some patients have had bad experiences as kids, and that can really be a detriment in the long run for their comfort and comfort coming in to get treatment.
any suggestions? We might as well take advantage, get a little free advice here today, but suggestions for, you know, what some of the different things that you see, and not just children, but adults, and recommendations for proper hygiene when it comes to taking care of our teeth. What would you recommend after that big candy splurge? Or,
well, just like we were mentioning earlier, your normal recommendations, brush, floss, use a mouth rinse. But I think one of the things you and I were talking about is electric toothbrushes. I think they help adults keep their teeth quite a bit cleaner, and patients with braces, and kids. And I don't know that an electric toothbrush is going to do a better job for a child, but sometimes that, you know, spinning, flashing little thing on their toothbrush gets them excited and gets them a little bit more encouraged to get in there. And parents that have trouble with getting their children to brush, just be patient with them. Keep at it. And the nights that they don't want to and they want to fight you about it, just keep at it. Usually they'll eventually start to get on board.
Even water picks, I would guess. I know I do use a water pick, and it's amazing after doing the whole gamut, flossing and brushing and the mouthwash, I still will see a little something.
I encourage it, and I, as we were talking earlier, I really applaud you for how much care you and value you put into your teeth. With kids, water picks are great, but it's your risk. You might want to get a battery-operated one, use it in the shower so you don't have to wash the whole bathroom every time they use one. I know my parents had when I was a kid, and we used to have some pretty fun wars with those things.
Real quickly, what are some of the things you see most right now when it comes to patients of all ages, really? I mean, things that you work with and that maybe it seems more prevalent right now.
Well, I don't know that anything's any more prevalent. There seems to be an ebb and flow to everything we do, but certainly just procrastination. You know, I know a lot of friends, personal family members over the years have avoided the dentist because they didn't have insurance or the timing wasn't right. And, you know, almost all cases, the more proactive you are and the sooner you address concerns or get in to address concerns and stay on top of things, the better off it is in the long run. I think dentistry is pretty amazing. What some of the stuff we can do today is really unbelievable. And 10, 20 years ago, people wouldn't believe what some of the things we do daily are now. And just staying on top of it and preventing problems from getting into bigger problems is just always the best way.
Maybe just, you know, you're talking about all the changes. Maybe anything in particular that you use that you're real happy with that's fairly new out there?
Well, I don't know that you can say it's new anymore, but it still is not everywhere. And that patients really seem to love is the same-day crowns. You know, being able to make a ceramic same-day crown, not have to wear a temporary, not have to come back for that second appointment. Patients seem to really love those when they work out and when it's the right situation. And, you know, we really have invested significantly into technology. So some of the coolest stuff I think we do is using that same technology to make the same-day crowns and using that to virtually plan three-dimensional implants and then place those. I think that stuff's really fun. It's really neat what where that's going and where the future of dentistry is and CAD-CAM.
Now, I have to say, I don't know if you have any appointments with kids today, but they're just going to love your outfit.
Well, we try to have fun. I think I made it mandatory a couple years ago that we had to dress up. So we hope they have a good time every time they come in. That's one of our main goals. But I think today will be especially fun for most families.
We could talk a long time, but I know you're limited a little bit. And anything else in the last minute or two that you want to highlight? We'll want to talk about that candy buyback again.
Yep, just bring that up one more time. Candy buyback, we're... For any kids that want to bring in their candy until Friday, we will give you $1 per pound, and then we will send that candy overseas. Last year, I think it ended up in Afghanistan. We have to make a little bit quicker move on that this time so it doesn't disappear at the office so much, because ultimately, I have to fix the cavities of my team members, so we got to get that candy out of there quick.
Well, again, been a true pleasure to have with us today Dr. Brett Gilsdorf, and owner of Dentistry by Design, and we appreciate all the Halloween suggestions with that candy out there. Let's go ahead and take a break, and vocal music instructor, USD 383, David Atchison, will be joining us next. They have their big event coming up. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.
KMAN Morning News brought to you by Manhattan Appliance and Sleep Source, your appliance specialist, located in the West Loop Shopping Center.